Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Beautiful Things That Heaven Bears by Dinao Mengestu, narrated by Dion Graham, and directed by George Davis. This book is copyrighted 2007 by Dinao Mengestu. This recording is copyrighted 2008 by Recorded Books. 17 years ago, Seifa Stefanos fled the Ethiopian Revolution. Today, he runs a grocery store in a blighted neighborhood of Washington, D.C. Years ago, half a world away and still in the embrace of family and friends, Seifa couldn't have imagined himself living an isolated life in the United States. But when new neighbors arrive and his neighborhood begins to change, fresh difficulties and challenges await. And now, The Beautiful Things That Heaven Bears.
Chapter 1. At 8 o'clock, Joseph and Kenneth come into the store. They come almost every Tuesday. It's become a routine among the three of us without our ever having acknowledged it as such. Sometimes, only one of them comes. Sometimes, neither of them. No questions are asked because nothing is expected. 17 years ago, we were all new immigrants working as valets at the Capitol Hotel.
According to the plaque outside the main entrance, the hotel was built to resemble the Medici's family house in Italy.
On weekends, tourists lined the rooftop to stare at the snipers perched on the White House roof. It was there that Kenneth became Ken the Kenyan and Joseph, Joe from the Congo. I was skinnier then than I am now, and as our manager said, I didn't need a nickname to remind him that